Simna Beis Sivov. Ein Tzoch Lesatet Kim Shitel Yoyna. Even though Mezuzah needs Siltot Sefer Torah, needs Siltot. Siltot means making these lines, not writing the lines, but indentations in the cloth itself. It's not Allah Sinai by Tefillin. But the top line you do have to do, because there's another halacha which is brought in the Sefer Gittin, that you're not allowed to write three words of the Torah without writing a Sirtut, the Kovet HaTorah. So for that, I mean, it's enough to do the top line. Maybe a daily Yashra Shita looks Sirtut. If you can't write a line straight without the Sirtut, then you start to follow Shuris, then it's a proper thing to do the Sirtut for everything so it should look nice. It's a Kehli Van Veil. But if you didn't do it, it's not Makiv. Lo Yisatut a ferris, one should not use a lead, like a pencil, to make a siotot, or for that matter, says the Mishabrua, you shouldn't use any dye for that. Mishabrua says that if you did do it, it's not makabit the evid. The reason why it's not lachatil, the Mechaba says, the place of the line is going to be colored. Now, it could cause problems, because if you write letters and you touch the siotot, which is colored, then the letters are going to be connected, which is a problem. Mishabrua discusses that matter. Like we said, nobody does it nowadays. Ramah says, there are other opinions that hold that the sirta that you need for the Divrei Torah should be on the top and the bottom and the two sides of the parchment. Even though you can write without sirta, that is the minig. The Rabbi Halacha says, today's minig is that they use cloth that has a sirta on every single line.